Hi, I'm Scott.
And I'm Daniel.
And we are Scott and Daniel.
Scott and Daniel.
Doo-dah, doo-dah. Yes, welcome to our show, everyone. It is our show, and we are together again on this fine Thursday afternoon.
Evening. Thursday.
This fine Thursday. Sorry, I stammered. On this fine Thursday, 3:09 my time, 6:09 Daniel's time, because he is in Florida and I'm in California. California, here I come. Ooh, it's all over my big old bum.
For those of you Disney fans out there, it would be I come from the coast with a castle and he comes from the coast with the garden shed.
Oh, the sadness, the deep, deep-seated sadness of the ignorance of people that don't understand forced perspective and that don't understand.
Girl, I understand
gluttony.
Forced perspective. What I don't understand is why they allowed the trees next to the castle to break that forced perspective by being six times taller than the castle. Anyway.
They are enchanted trees, you moron.
One of the things that Disney just did out there in California.
Disney did something?
Out in California,
you know what? But Daniel, just because you think that you can be the host this go round, you can't. I'm not finished yet, and I am the host of this program. Now, remember where you parked your bike with what Disney just did, okay? Mm-hmm. Remember.
I'm doing it's spot. Time to remember the magic. That was a Disney parade.
I wanted just to say, Daniel, how are you?
I am just so goddamn happy, Scott. No, I'm doing great.
You're ducky?
I'm ducky. I'm peachy. I'm all of those things, as I usually am. I'm a pretty peachy guy.
It must be nice. It must be nice to not be constantly riddled by depression and anxiety. I would really like to experience that at some point in my life, but I don't think that's going to happen unless I'm heavily medicated or drunk out of my mind, and I choose the latter.
Well, there you go. Have you tried a gummy yet?
No.
Okay.
No. You know, it's...
Old dog, new trick. I know. I got it.
No. You don't got it. Go ahead, Daniel. I keep seeing these weird sine waves on my Audacity readout. As if there's a low noise coming from somewhere. But I don't know. You'll hear it when I send you the file.
Maybe. Can you turn on your original audio just in case that is the case?
I think that I did already.
It doesn't sound to my ear as you did.
Well, I don't.
Oh, you know, there. Now you have.
I just fixed it. So that means we did the entire pre-show with the audio.
Right.
My audio fucked.
So those level 13 members out there that heard the pre-show, I'm sorry. It'll sound much better in post-show.
I forgot to turn on original sound. So you were saying something about Disney, Daniel. They did a thing.
They're opening their Avengers campus tomorrow, June 4th, but they did an opening ceremony with the big wigs coming out into the new land and doing the firework thing and all the heroes assembled around the Avenger campus. And I got to say, I was bawling like a baby, Scott.
Aww.
They hit me in those heartstrings and I cry when I see these. I know it's stupid. I get telephone commercials. Remember when there used to be long distance telephone commercials? I was a wreck. If I watched a long distance telephone commercial with the man, you know, the boy calling his grandmother or whatever, and she's so excited to get the phone, I was bawling. I was just on the she got to make the
You're
phone call.
You're sensitive.
But let me tell you,
sensitive soul. That's a good thing.
This
Daniel.
Is what set me off. This is what got me in the feels.
Uh-oh.
Is after all the heroes came out around the Avenger campus. By the way, I'll preface this by saying you're not going to get this, but I'll explain it to you, and then maybe you will. No, I'm just saying you're not a Marvel fan, so it won't. No. Anyway, they say, oh, there's one more person that we really need to bring up here tonight. It's Anthony Mackie. So Anthony Mackie comes up. He plays.
Any relation to Bob?
No. Anthony Mackie was in the TV show Falcon and the Winter Soldier. He was in all the Marvel Captain America movies. He was playing the part of Falcon, but he is
No relation to Bob.
More importantly, he's the new Captain America. And anyway, he comes up and he says, you know, because
Bob was very, very famous too.
I wanted to, yes, I know. I wanted to introduce the newest, the newest Disney character. And they brought out a black Captain America dressed as Sam Wilson. And I was bawling. I was just crying. I was just like, oh my God, that is so great. That is so amazing that they have a black Captain America following. So it's not just let's do it in the TV and then like shy away from it and everything. They're actually committing to that. And I'm so happy for that. And yay for them. As a stockholder, I was
fucking time.
I mean,
about fucking time.
I was happy if I wasn't a stockholder, but
yes, well, that's a wonderful thing. And, to be, you know, I have always been extremely sensitive, but I was always really, really good at damping it down when necessary. However, when I hit my 50s and my hormones began to change, as they do for men as well as women, mm-hmm. I found myself in tears over commercials, in just, oh, yeah, or sad story. And to this day... Mm-hmm. And I turned 65 years young mm-hmm. on the 7th of May. Mm-hmm. Such a bullshit. I'm 65 years young. No, you're not. You're fucking old, Grandpa. So get over yourself. You're 65 years young, my asshole.
What a handsome woman.
Aren't you now? whoa. In other words.
No, I'm just saying that's what Willard Scott used to always say about the 100-year-old women. And everybody's like, such a handsome woman.
Handsome woman, yes.
Willamette turned 103 today.
Yeah, well, to this moment, I am such a sap. And I'm always trying to not show that tears are forming in my eyeballs in all kinds of different situations. Before we get into the nitty gritty of our show.
Yes.
What I like to call our show.
Yes.
We need to deal with some business, which is we have, not only do we have an email requesting admittance to level 13, level 13, level 13, but we have a voicemail from Scott the Satyr, who I lovingly call Stroke Boy, that we need to play.
Oh.
Thing I like to call the show.
You know, on my other award-winning podcast, Mix Minus, we have...
Mix Minus, who you do along with your buddy, because you can't do it alone, mm-hmm. Adam Burns.
That's right.
Who's always really excited to talk to you.
But on that show, we have a lot of, you know, we have an email song that we play that goes into the whole segment and everything. Do we have anything like that here?
No, nor do I ever want it. And I say that for this reason.
Wait, let me break this. Let me break this wall here just for a second here.
All right.
You make up a fucking song about everything. Like every fucking, I'm picking up a pencil, gonna write yes. with the pencil. And I ask, uh-huh. I ask, hey, do we have an email, voicemail contact song, you know, song or whatever, setting you up to make up one of your stupid little songs. And you totally just, you pulled an Adam Burns on me.
Well, now you can see if it's both instances of both Adam and myself, what is the common denominator of that? It would be you. You wonderful you. How about this? Pull it out of your box. Pull it out of your box. It's festering inside your big box. It's an email.
So Jimmy Farmer wrote in.
Yes.
Says, hello, boys. Just wanted to say thank you for all three. You all three. I'm sorry. I screwed up.
You're good at this. Reading copy cold. It's cold copy, baby.
Hello, boys. Just wanted to say thank you all three for the great shows. Also wanted to get the secret handshake to the exclusive club. Much love to you all, Jimmy. What is he talking about, Scott? What is this exclusive club?
Well, Daniel, let me tell you. We like to call it Level 13, level 13, level 13. And level 13 is simply a magic, unbelievable organization of people that get together and enjoy one another's company by listening to the pre and post shows of not only our show, but Mix Minus, which can be known as occasionally Mix. But, and not only that, but there is a dedicated, and I will repeat myself at this juncture, a dedicated Discord server situation, whatever that means, where you can drop in and engage with all the other members of level 13, level 13, level 13. And Jimmy, welcome to level 13, level 13, level 13.
Indeed, and that is how easy it is to join level 13. All you have to do is send us an email, say, hey, I want in, and we will send you back the information.
And now, it's in your box, it's in your box, it sounds gorgeous like smallpox, it's a voicemail. Pull it out.
I hope this is the right one.
Oy vey, oy vey, oy vey.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Daniel. This is Scott the Sater, a.k.a. Stroke Boy.
Oh,
Stroke
hi.
Boy, Stroke Boy.
See?
Even he's Scott happy makes up. He's singing a song.
Yeah, you know, do you know what song that was?
No.
Stroke Me by, can't let your money down.
BTS?
No. What was his name?
That was a joke.
Billy Squire. Ooh, pulled that out. Billy Squire.
You pulled out Billy Squire?
I did.
Oh.
He was still in there.
Stroke. Oh. I'm sorry, Daniel, that I did not call in sooner to thank you for those lovely gifts, but...
Yes?
Well, I had a stroke. Yeah.
That's a good excuse.
What's funny about your story is that I'm colorblind, so I couldn't tell any difference between a pink mother goose and a blue mother goose. But that fucking balloon, every nurse, every orderly, every therapist who walked into my hospital room was like... It's a girl. My friends have a weird sense of humor, but everyone laughed at it. So thank you for those lovely gifts. I really appreciate it. As you can tell, my voice is a little fucked up. I'm working on it. Hopefully you'll be back soon. The doctor expects a full recovery.
Nice.
But for right now, I sound weird.
Yeah.
All right. That's it for me. Have a wonderful day. This is a Seder. Catch you later.
Bye-bye. What are we going to say?
Bye-bye, Stroke Boy. But the thing is, sweet Scott, you've always sounded weird. It's just, you know, now you have an excuse.
Well, you know, I think the question that is on everyone's mind that we hope that maybe he calls back in and tells us about is how will this affect his weekly podcasting schedule?
Oh, I know. And it's so grueling, that weekly podcasting schedule. Thank you, Jimmy, for the email. Thank you, Scott, for the voicemail. And as we move forward into the program, Daniel... Why are you laughing at me, bitch?
I'm just like, on a guided tour, it's like, you'll know it's time to turn the page when Scott rings his magic wand like this.
When you hear the ding. I put some things on the trellis.
Ding.
Because basically, I would say the past 3 weeks have been... unbelievable shit in so many different ways Drew's in my life and I can't even begin to talk about all of the stuff. I will get a little specific but things like a dear friend died.
Aww.
Billy Hayes. You might remember Billy Hayes' Witchy Poo and all that stuff.
I do.
She made it to 97, which is wonderful, but still she died. And she left a partner of, I don't know, 30, 40, 50 years. She left a partner of maybe 40 years and she's all by herself but things like that. I know this is on the other part of the Trello, but I think I'll stick this in here in the 3 weeks of shit. I was supposed to go to the dentist. Do you remember last we talked?
Yes.
Yes.
The dental drama. Yes.
Daniel is making the universal symbol of I'm fucking myself by sticking one finger into a circular hole of his other hand. And by that, I mean, apropos of nothing, I love my friend Tommy. We have the greatest Twitter back and forths, and he cracks me up, and I just wanted to stick that in here stick it in, Daniel, because I know he's listening.
Stick it in.
I love you, Tommy.
Did he give the eulogy at Billy Hayes's?
No, because he did not know Billy Hayes, and he's out of the business now. He is no longer in the business. He is retired.
I mean, I don't think a funeral director would normally give the eulogy. I don't think that was a big thing. Although, you know, in Tom's case, he could probably do, you know, like a tight 10.
A tight 10, did you say?
Yeah.
Oh, the provocative nature of that. A tight 10.
Yeah, he dabbled in stand-up comedy.
I've seen him in shorts.
Isn't it called a tight 10?
I have no idea.
Is it called a tight 5?
I don't know. My guess it's closer to 5 than 10.
Okay.
But I've never seen it, nor do I want to, because I love him as a friend only.
You went down this path, so I'm trying to get us back to the main trail.
Didn't I go up the path?
I don't know.
Yeah. So 3 weeks of shit.
Yes.
We're supposed to go to the dentist, and I am gearing up emotionally. You heard me last week. I was telling you it was because
at this point in time, you should just go so you'll feel better after it's done.
Well, this is what I want you to hear, and this is content for our show.
All right, go ahead. I'm listening.
I share, and we're going to talk about him again too, because he seems to be a big part of our lives. Mm-hmm. I share with Adam Burns the terror of dentists and doctors. Both of us are absolutely terrified. And we know that the second we go see a doctor, that they're going to pronounce all of the things that are wrong with us and that we will have a week to live. So it's better just to not go to the
doctor. And they'll
be
judgy about it.
And they'll be judgy. Yes. They'll be judgy about that you haven't been to the dentist in so long. Well, I want to tell you, because Adam said that he hadn't been in 20 years. When I first went to the dentist that we have now, and that this was... I don't know, probably 8 years ago or 7 or 8 years ago when I started back to the dentist, I had not been to a dentist in 45 years, Adam, 45 years. And there was so much buildup tartar on the back of my bottom teeth that they had to get out a jackhammer to break it up. And it was totally non-painful, not at all painful, because I was, Novocained to my asshole, Heyman. But that's how severe my teeth were in disrepair for 45 years. So don't worry about your going in after 20, because it'll be a cinch, Adam.
You know, you can buy that jackhammer on Amazon.
Anyway, I know, and then do it yourself. Have you seen the dental tool? I have a set of dental tools on Amazon because I did the same thing. I bought a set of dental tools. Okay, they're scary as fuck, those things. Anyway, here's the quick, too late, bottom line to this long, drawn-out 3 weeks of shit, among other things. I have finally got myself geared up. I'm emotionally ready. It took a shit ton to do. I wake up in the morning early because I want to make sure that I shower and that I'm ready to go in and get my teeth clean. And there's a note been slipped under my bedroom door by my husband, who goes down much earlier than I do. I sleep way into the afternoon because lots of reasons. And just for the folks at home, Daniel is sucking a hit off of his little hit sucker because I'm exciting him so much with this story. The note under the door says, we call our doctor Dr. B because he has a long Persian last name. So we call him Dr. B. The note says, Dr. B canceled. His mother died unexpectedly.
Oh.
Yeah. So...
Oh my God! Was his mother Billy Hayes?
Here's how I'm going to connect that. Isn't that amazing? I can't believe you figured it out. Now shove that pipe up your ass and go fuck yourself. No, his mother was not Billy Hayes. Oh, he's making the international symbol of fucking. So his not now twofold. First of all, I really care for this man. He helped me through terror that you can't believe, and he's excellent and caring and gentle and wonderful, and he's impossible to understand. His accent is so thick, but all he does is laugh at me. I say something, he laughs at me. He's laugh at me. So I love this guy. So to hear that his mom dies unexpectedly is really sad. That's just a sad thing.
Yeah.
But then when I look at it selfishly, as I do most things, when I look at it selfishly, I'm saying to myself, fuck. Now I have all this wonderful relief. Oh God, I don't have to go. But now I have to worry again and build it up and do the whole fucking thing again. And so we rescheduled, but I'll tell you in a little bit of a later segment why that rescheduling isn't going to work either. Now what I will do is I will back away for a moment so that you can discuss before I get to the, because there's a big punch.
I feel like it's just people are just going to be fast forwarding past my story because they want to hear the punch. They'll be like, I don't want to hear about fucking campers. That's boring.
But that's some people may feel sorry for you, as most of us do, and just listen to your little stuff that's kind of cute and breaks up the important things that I talk about. Mm-hmm. So, Daniel, you have on the trellis You have a little card. We like to call them cards. It's basically just a little white area with words on it.
They're actually called cards. That's why it says right down, add another card. So it's not just you that calls them that. I'm just saying Trello also calls them that. That's what they're called. They're cards.
It's not your turn yet, Daniel. As I was saying, we like to call these little white areas cards that have words on them. And we each put those little cards, we like to call cards, in the area that says on deck, which is a cute kind of a sports allusion, you know, on deck, like the batters are on deck.
Oh, that totally was not. I was going more yacht. Think more yacht.
Well, that's a silly thing. That's just silly and wrong, which is really your story. It says campers and trucks. Mm-hmm. Daniel,
yeah.
What on earth could this mean, campers and trucks?
Well, wow.
I'm sorry. Woo. Tough night.
Wow. Now I put this here specifically, like this is not something I would talk with Adam about because Adam has never owned a camper. You, sir, have eons of experience in owning campers and
RVs.
Yeah. And I wanted to talk
and
to
rentals guys. Too. Renting.
I figured maybe there would be some kind of common ground that we could talk about things and like build on our relationship.
I know. Now, I see that this is important to you, and this hurts. It looks like it hurts. Are you feeling hurt, Daniel?
No, I'm not feeling hurt. So I've been looking at campers.
Let me work on that though. Finding things to say that will hurt you.
Many moons ago, you
in a far off
directed
place.
Me to a YouTube channel for these incredibly perky gay boys. What are they?
Yes.
Tyler and Todd. Just
Canadian boys who are
insufferably chipper, lovey-dovey. They live together and in the middle of the fucking wilderness on 10 acres of land. In a camper.
In Canada, eh?
In a camper while they build their house.
That's
anyway.
Not a camper. It's not a camper. It's a fucking fifth wheel.
Yeah, it's a fifth wheel.
That's not a camper.
All right. So I, as you know, have been interested in getting a camper. And I've been doing a lot of research about it. And I hate to tell you, but you're in the minority here. The generic term, every time you read these articles, is like the generic term is camper. Some people call them, you know, if they're talking about class A's, whatever, they call them rigs or they call them RVs. And so, okay.
I would present this to you. Yes. Just because the majority holds an opinion doesn't necessarily mean
great.
It's correct.
Great. But I am looking for a trailer, like a towable trailer. I do not want a recreational vehicle that has its own motor and problems, right?
Yes.
I want something that I don't want an engine because I'm not a mechanic and I don't want to deal with that. So have you seen these little teardrop numbers?
Oh, yes. The little ones that look like toasters?
Yes.
Yes.
I think that's what I'm going to get because I need you to tell me where I'm wrong here because when I think about our use case of camping at this point, like maybe down the line, you know what? Let me back up here. Can you do the rewind?
Sure.
Anyway, I wanted to thank you for, I've been watching Tyler and Todd. I subscribe, so I watch them every Sunday and I wanted to return the favor by suggesting a one for you.
Oh,
which I just found as I was doing some research on campers. It's called Keeping Your Daydream. No, Keep Your
Keeping,
Daydream. Keep
Your
Daydream. Your
Daydream.
Yes. That is the name of the channel. And it's a husband and wife who are full-time RVers, but they do a lot
straight
of...
Straight people?
Yeah, with kids. But I mean, but they do a lot of really
ick.
Nice camping. Like
straight people, yeah.
I know. But what are you going to do? But it is really good.
What you going to do when the well runs dry? Go ahead.
So one of the things that they said when I was watching one of their videos, like 10 things to know before you buy a camper. I'm like, hey, that's me. I would like to know. One of the things they said, and I wanted to know if you maybe agreed with this, is they said, stop trying to, because there are so many choices, because there's so many things, and there's such a vast range of prices from, you know, $5,000 all the way up to $500,000 on all of these different things, it can be very overwhelming. And it's very easy to fall into the trap of like, I eventually want to work from an RV and be able to travel full-time working from an RV. So therefore, when I go and buy my first RV, I have to have something that fits all of those needs. And they're like, that's a horrible way to do it. You should buy what you can to get you into it and then see what works and what doesn't from there. And then here's some, they gave some tips on how to buy without, you know, losing your shirt and how to keep things from depreciating. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Like,
can I have a turn here?
Yeah, go ahead.
First of all, I don't know why they're telling you to buy when you can rent everything. You can rent one of anything to determine if you like it or not. You know, take it out for a weekend, a month, whatever, as opposed to buying and committing to buying. However, regarding your original question and your teardrop, basically, that's the way you glamp.
Yeah.
You stay in Mae West, which is a teardrop. Is what it is. It's just the teardrop is going to be on your ass. Now, mind you, you will have to go to campgrounds that allow you to plug in, to hook up, as we like to say. Believe it or not, before it was sexual, hookups had to do with electricity and water. And you would go in a situation like that. But I believe, as you have expressed to me in the past, that your enjoyment of camping is not mine, not a 34-foot motorhome that has a bidet in it. But right. Yeah, so I would say a teardrop would be a wonderful thing, but prior to even that, I would say start renting. Start renting and determining how, if you like to, once you get you, because you're going to need your truck, obviously, you're going to need the truck you want and you're going to need a hitch.
Well, that's the other thing, and that's why
Or you can rent a truck with a hitch and try, because you have enough money to rent these things, and try them for a week or a weekend or whatever you want to do.
So it's funny that you say that, because the current season of KYD, that's what they call it, keeping
KYD.
Keep your daydream, KYD.
Oh, KYD.
Anyway, their current season, they straight are people. Going through the different class of RVs and renting them and doing it. And they have exposed, at least I always thought, because I've rented cars before, it's like, these cannot be in good condition. And they've shown that it's like, the ones that they're renting are like, oh, this was not taken care of. This was, you know, this is not a good example of
depends upon the no. It absolutely depends upon the dealership that you are renting from. When we were renting, we got really nice rigs, so that was never an issue for us.
Granted, yeah. If I was going to get, if I was going to rent a tour, right, one of those mobile mansion converted Greyhound tour, you know, with all the slide outs and this marble and the hot tubs and the sub-zero refrigerators, you know, basically like the one you had. If I was going to rent one of those, of course, it's going to be in great shape, because those are super fucking expensive, and that's what they would keep in shape. But when you're just renting a teardrop,
yeah,
it's basically a camper that has a mattress in it. And I don't know that I want to sleep on someone else's mattress. So it's like, okay. I don't know that I would want to rent.
Well, then buy yourself a teardrop. I can't imagine that they would be hugely expensive.
Yeah. So there's an RV show next weekend. So
how fun. And you can go without masks.
We're going to go and see what this teardrop thing is. But I think I like this whole concept, because really the only time that I care about the air conditioning is when I want to sleep. And otherwise, when I'm at camp, I like to be around the campfire. I like to be outside. I like to, you know, sit outside under the shade and listen to podcasts or draw or whatever. I mean, those are the things that I like to do at camp, is just kind of relax outside. It's just at night when you're trying to sleep and it's hot and whatnot. So I think a teardrop actually works quite well in this situation, because it has a full kitchen. You just get to it from the outside. So it's like you put a canopy up over and you make yourself a whole dining room there and all outside. It'd be great.
Yes.
You would hate it.
I think
it.
It's wise. I would. I would absolutely hate it, but that's all right. Now, we may go a little over, but I feel compelled to speak about this.
Yes.
Do you notice anything missing in my picture, in my image, as you're looking in my room?
The dog bed is no longer in the corner.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Nor is the dog.
Right.
Now, before this gets too dark, that's
oh my God, almost, was your dog Billy Haley?
Almost. Yeah. Last Saturday.
Yes.
Drew and I went to visit my mother at her house because my sister takes my mother to her house once a week. My mother lives with my sister, in order for my mother to shower. She can't shower at my sister's house because there isn't an accessible shower for her on the bottom floor. There's only one on the top floor and she can't climb the stairs. So Susie, my sister, brings her home and hoses her down in the backyard.
Oh, fun.
So we, as you know, as you've known for a long time, Eunice has major digestion issues and she's, so we wake up on Saturday morning and she's diarrheaed all over the place. And I say to him, we can't leave her and then go see my mother and on Saturday. So he gives her some kale pectate and she seems to settle really down and get and be fine. And so I said, all right, let's get this over with. Go visit my mother. I haven't seen her in 6 months, probably. So we go see my mother and spend about a couple of hours. Come home, mind you, come home. And Eunice is laying there with her stomach completely distended, hugely swollen. What this is, it's called gastric torsion.
Oh.
And the stomach actually flips and then it tangles up with the spleen and does all kinds of shit. And it is the most serious thing that can happen to a dog short of getting their head cut off. It is the most serious thing. So knowing that they call it bloat is a problem with dogs with, they have deep chests. They call it a deep chest, which looks, greyhounds, for example, have a very deep, it's a very full chest and then their stomach goes in. Anyway, took her to the vet. It was an emergency procedure to stabilize her. Took her to, Drew did all of this because I was staying home with Howard. Took her to the emergency vet place where they had to do emergency surgery. Let me put it in a nutshell. It has been, she's fine now, but she's, and that's the reason she's not up here, nor is her bed up here, is we are living downstairs, all of us now, because she cannot climb the stairs for 3 weeks because she has to recover. So it was part of that, what I was talking about, the hellish 3 weeks of all of this sorrow on top of sorrow, things sorrowfully happening. And then to have this, our child, this, where she was, you know, an inch from death, because that's what this gastric torsion is. Anyway, they did the operation. Her stomach was not damaged in it. They told us if her stomach is damaged, we're going to put her to sleep. We'll kill her. Babe. We'll have to put her to sleep if her stomach's damaged because she can't live with it. So we were sitting and waiting for phone calls all day, all night. Surgeon came in. There was another emergency situation that the surgeon had to take care of first. I don't know what it was more important. But the, and so it was fucking screaming, awful, horrible hell. And now it's a process of her recovering. Her stomach was fine. Her spleen was fine. Everything was okay. So they staple, they staple the stomach to the wall of the interior wall of their bodies so that it cannot flip again. And then they sewed her back up. And now it's a matter of all of the care, the pain medications, the antibiotics, the making sure that she doesn't move too quickly, the all of that shit's going. So that's what's going on here, Daniel, for part of that 3 weeks of hell. But the good news is, because I would like to end this on a good note, is that she's doing very well. She's such an angel anyway that, I mean, they give these dogs morphine because this is such a painful thing. She was not whimpering or anything. She just kind of looks at you. And it was interesting that I put on my YouTube channel, I don't know, 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago, a video that I had taken of her where she's laying on the bed looking back and forth at Drew and I, and it was just really a cute video, and I put it up there, and I thought, what is this, a premonition of a memorial for her? Because it was scary. It was scary as fuck. And like I said, let me end this happily. She stays downstairs with Drew in his office because he works and from his office, and she's with him down there. And when it's time to do something where we have to, Drew has to take Howard out, he puts the little cone on her head and she lays there with the cone on her head. And it's going to be 3 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks of recovery, but we still have her. She's she's doing very well, and all's well that ends well, as they say. So it's a good thing. Yeah. Do you have anything at all to add, Daniel? I know, nothing, not a thing.
I mean, I love Eunice. I'm sorry. I don't have anything. It's like, how can on the one hand I say something, but then on the other hand, end the show on a happy note? I can't do that. I can't thread that needle.
Well, I thought you were more skilled than that, Daniel. I didn't realize you were so inept at podcasting, as if you had just begun and never done it before.
You know, Scott, I enjoy being berated by you each and every week.
Callback seven.
Do it again next week. You're supposed to take us out because I will take us out.
Oh. It has been a joy and a pleasure. And I think that ending on a happy note that she's doing okay is a happy note. And other than that, I would say have a wonderful week. I'm looking very, very forward to being in your chat room tomorrow for Mix Minus.
That's right, tomorrow night, Friday.
And I'll be there.
Hold on.
Oh, wait a minute. There is a happy note, isn't there?
We need to tell people about this. I am so sorry. I should have told you about this pre-show, but I'm just springing on you now. Hey, the Pride 48 live streaming event is coming up July 23rd through the 25th. Yes. That is not June, July 23rd through 25th. You got some time here. Mark it on your calendar because it's going to be a great weekend of live streaming podcast. Of course, we will be there. We will be participating. And I believe we're doing a three-way with Adam, right?
Yes, we are.
So that'll be very exciting. Something to look forward to. But if you are a podcaster or you know a podcaster who is somehow unaware of this event.
Or you smell a podcaster.
Then let them know. Head over to, I think it's register.pride48.com. I'm going to type this in right now to see if that works. Register.
He's checking to find out.
Pride48.com.
If it is indeed register at Pride48.
No, that doesn't work at all. Go over to pride48.com. There's a big banner.
That'll work.
Yeah, there's a big banner on this thing that says register your show for.
Click on it and register and be a part of it, because it's important for us to coalesce around this concept of pride that means so much more than what the idiots outside of the pride community think it is. Most of the idiots, not all of the idiots, because there's a lot of wonderful support from straight people and ally people, sideways people, people who don't like chalkboards. There's a lot of support from all kinds of people.
It's
so
true.
Do that.
Yes. Make sure that you do.
And as I said, I'm excited about tomorrow, and I will see you, Daniel, tomorrow, which is not see you necessarily, yes, but spiritually see you tomorrow, as I will be in your chat room stirring up shit as I always do until it is Chan time. But right now, I want to say it's been my pleasure, Daniel, and good night, Daniel.
Good night, Scott.
Thank you for listening to That Darn Elvis. If you would like to contact the show, you can email us, contact@thatdarnelvis.com, or send us a voicemail by going to voicemail.thatdarnelvis.com. You can always find us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thatdarnelvis. On Twitter, Scott is @AuntieVera and Daniel is @DanielBrewer. As you disembark, remember that this podcast is traveling at the same speed as you. Please watch your step. Thank you.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.